Hi, my name is Archie, and I host Archie's Archives on WXPI. The music I play is eclectic and varied. It's often rhythmic, like the track in the background. Sometimes it's heavy. There's baroque music, popular music, and animals. Please join us at 8 on Saturday evenings on WXPI. When I was a teenager, a whole lot of my friends discovered the Brandenburg Concerto No. 5. It's not surprising because it really rocks. I'm going to play for you a more rocking version than that by E. Barocchisti, which I played earlier. This is by Reinhard Goebel and Musica Antica Köln, who was accused of being just a little too rocking by the early music lobby in the 70s. Now, here is a section from the first movement where the soloists just come in by themselves and listen to the bass, which goes in a sequence of descending scales, down, 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 and then start up from up again and then go down, down, down again. This downward scale pattern in basses is very effective. This little clip is from a MIDI file. Here's the descending scale, and here again the descending scale in the bass. Okay, people, here's Reinhard Goebel and Musica Antica Köln, and they are playing this a lot faster actually, and at a slightly lower pitch. Thank you.
Now, that was awesome. We are playing a little more Bach this time than we usually do. Bach jigs are really awesome, and their bass lines are invariably interesting. Here's the magnificent and exciting jig that closes Bach's greatest solo violin concerto in A minor, BWV 1042. I'm not even going to try and persuade you about how cool this bass line is. Just listen to the bass line of the whole thing. It's less than 3 minutes long. That was Victoria Mulova with her very own orchestra. Here's a Beatles song, and I guess you know which one too, those of you who survived the 70s, that completely revolutionized the idea of what a pop bass could sound like. I don't know whose brilliant invention this was, but it was just amazing, so memorable that it inspired lots of bassists the world over. It's with a little help from my friends, sung by Ringo Starr, written by Lennon and McCartney, probably mostly by McCartney. Bring your kids to the radio. They've probably never heard this one. It's a little difficult to play live, so it doesn't get played very much. Of course, you know that crazy cover that was done by Joe Cocker at Woodstock. Nobody had ever heard of him, and suddenly he was the big thing. Here is, with a little bit of help from my friends, by Ringo Starr and the Beatles.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing
Here's three more Beatles songs with interesting bass lines: Day Tripper, Don't Let Me Down, and Paperback Writer. And I suspect that the drumming in this first one is by Paul McCartney, who was the best drummer in the band. Don't tell anyone.
Taking the easy way out now.
does. Yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she do me, she do me. Yes, she does. First time, don't you know it's gonna last? It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that has no past. Don't let me down.
Paperback writer.
just thought of a piece by Bach with a crazy bass line. It is a chorus entitled Oh How Fleeting, or in German, Ach wie flüchtig. Here's the beginning of it in MIDI so you can hear the bass line. It rushes up and down, and not everyone is going to be thrilled with it. Most listeners to it will think that a simpler bass line would serve the music better, but on several hearings you are going to see that without that wavy bass line, the piece is nothing. After that, here is the chorale sung by the J.S. Bach Foundation of St. Gallen under Rudolf Lutz.